Well, a major U.S. marijuana company is going public today in Canada. California-based MedMen is valued at nearly $1.7 billion on the Canadian Securities Exchange. The company is trying to raise money abroad because it's still difficult to attract investors here in the United States. And Canada is turning out to be fertile ground for the global marijuana business. Here now is Peter O'Dowd, has been looking into this. He joins us now. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jeremy.
So MedMen does business in California, in New York, in Nevada. Why are they going public in Canada?
Basically because they don't have a lot of other options. So MedMen is a pretty well-known brand in the United States. They grow marijuana. They manufacture things out of the plant like oils and extracts, and then they sell it in these fancy retail stores. But as you can imagine, federal law here in the U.S. makes it very hard for them to raise cash, which is not the case in Canada, because in Canada, they legalized medical marijuana back in the early 2000s. And so MedMen's Daniel Yee, who I spoke to recently, told me they've got to go north in order to keep their business growing.
For us, what it will do is it will allow us to get that capital much faster, because I'll be honest with you, we have a lot more projects. We have so many projects in the pipeline. And what determines our pace of growth is capital.
And Jeremy, that capital is expected to flow a lot more when adult recreational use is fully legalized in Canada, and that is expected to happen later this year.
But I imagine that MedMen is not the only American company looking for investors in Canada. What kind of competition are they going to have?
They're going to have a lot. There are a handful of stock exchanges in Canada, but the CSE, where MedMen is listing, is known as sort of like this happy home for marijuana firms. I had a conversation with a spokesman there who told me that the CSE has about 28 listed cannabis companies that have U.S. assets or some connection to the United States. And then if you look at the pipeline of the companies about to go public or companies with plans to go public on the CSE, there are another 15 to 20 more. Mm. Now, if you look at all the cannabis companies on the CSE, more than half of them went public in just the last 2 years or so. So there's a major rush going on.
But the Canadian Securities Exchange is relatively small if you compare it to the New York Stock Exchange or the NASDAQ, which American companies like MedMen would probably love to get access
to. There's no doubt that they would. And here's the irony. Canadian companies are allowed to list on those American exchanges, and it's just starting to happen. There's a company out of Toronto called Cronos that was the first pure play marijuana firm to list in the U.S. this spring. And then just last week, a similar company out of Ontario called Canopy went public on the New York Stock Exchange. It happened just a few days after I spoke with MedMen's Daniel Yee, and he was well aware of these different rules that his American company has to play by.
That's the complexity of being in the cannabis industry today. You know, we would like nothing more than to list in the New York Stock Exchange or on the NASDAQ, as have Canadian companies. As you know, Cronos Group has listed on NASDAQ, and Canopy Growth will list on the New York Stock Exchange. These are two Canadian marijuana companies that do essentially the same thing that MedMen does here in the U.S. NASDAQ and New York Stock Exchange will list them. They will not list MedMen.
Because you're an American company.
Because we're an American company.
And under American law, you can't be doing this business.
Yes. So it is because it's federally illegal here in the U.S. that the NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange won't take us. But it's because of their fiduciary duty or, you know, from their perception, the level of risk that it would be for investors. But we don't have that option available to us today. And that's why we're listing on the Canadian Securities Exchange.
So NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange tell me that if a company is following the rules and the laws of its home country, it is eligible to list. So Canada's in, the U.S. is out.
I have a feeling that some of these American companies are probably just going to move to Canada so that they can do what they want and list in the United States. This gives a real competitive advantage to Canada.
A huge advantage. And they already had an advantage because they've had years to perfect growing their plants, the manufacturing process, the distribution and export around the world. And so now you're seeing all this attention paid to Canada. You've got big American alcohol and tobacco companies making investments in these Canadian pot firms because they see an opening. You've got MedMen, who's just recently made a deal with Cronos to open retail stores in Canada once adult recreational use becomes legal. And the president of an American cannabis investment firm, Chris Crane, told me that it's American law that's essentially making Canada ground zero for this boom.
We are literally giving the next multi-billion dollar industry, you know, the next internet boom to the Canadians.
the next internet boom, which makes you wonder whether we're talking here about something that is risky, something that there's a lot of speculation involved.
Yeah, there are analysts who say that a day of reckoning is coming because you have all these relatively new companies going public. They don't have a huge track record of making a lot of revenue, and yet they're valued at over $1 billion. And so some of these companies could do well, but there is a danger that they are overpriced. And people are warning that there could be a wave of consolidations coming that will wipe out some of those smaller companies that were built on speculation. The other thing is that Canada's advantage could go away. I mean, generally speaking, Canada's market is tiny. It's about the same size is the entire state of California. So they know that they have to go beyond their borders in order to really stay on the front end of this wave, because if America ever catches up from a regulatory standpoint, it's going to dwarf Canada.
That's Here Now is Peter O'Dowd. And Peter, you're heading to Canada for more reporting on this.
Yeah, I'm going to go up to see the headquarters of Canopy. They're in Smiths Falls, Ontario, about an hour outside of Ottawa. They've taken over an old Hershey's chocolate factory that shut down several years ago when the jobs in that chocolate factory went to Mexico. So this is sort of a new business cropping up in a town that was hurt by globalization. So there's a lot going on.
And if they want to put the marijuana in the chocolate, it's right there in the factory. Here Now is Peter O'Dowd. Thank you.
You're welcome.